This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. Ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful because the God that we serve, He sits high, but He looks low. Knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you and humble ourselves underneath thy mighty hand. Just a thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just a thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us this day, we ask you, precious Father, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it far as the east is from the west, in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Pray the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. From this day, from this night forward, in the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, it's Apostle Dudley Tebow with Providence Lisa Tebow coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Let's go to the Word of God here tonight. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, and also we're going to be looking at Isaiah 64, verse 8. In the Word of God, in Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 through 6, the word of God reads, "Then the word came, which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemly good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Has the Lord, behold, has the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you, ye in my hand, O house of Israel." In the book of Isaiah 64, chapter 64, verse 8, the word says, "But now, O Lord, thou art our God. We are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we all are the works of thy hand." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, the grass may wither, the fowl may feed it, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Just for these next few minutes, I want to come to you with a thought concerning the word that was, those scriptures that was read. I want to talk about make me again. Make me over again. God is good and worthy to be praised. He is an awesome God. He is a God that sits high but looks low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs of our head. And for that, we should be thankful and grateful here tonight, because the power, talking about God the Father, he wants to make you over again. Yes, as we read in the book of Jeremiah, we see where God in his wisdom, where he have called this young man by the name of Jeremiah, and he ordained, he sanctified him, set him apart, and ordained him to be a prophet to nations, to the nation. At this particular time, when we look at Jeremiah 18, we see from the beginning in Jeremiah that Jeremiah was a young man. He was a youth. In other words, he was young when God spoke to him and told him that he knew him in his mother's womb and that he had ordained for him to go as a prophet to the nations. Hear the word of God which came to Jeremiah again. When we look at the word of God, it says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down, this is Jeremiah speaking, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the potter's wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was ruined in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, and it seems good to the potter to make it. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God, he is able, willing, and ready to make us all over again. Where it says, again, that God knew Jeremiah and the instruction he gave him is to go down to the potter's house. Now, the potter's house, it's a place where the potter would take the clay. He would mix dust with water and make clay. The clay by itself has no value. But the potter would take it, mold it, shape it on the potter's wheel. And depend on the speed that the potter would use on the wheel, it would shape and make the vessel of great value. So Jeremiah knew that the instruction that was given to him by God, God had something that he wanted to share. And as he went to the potter's house, people of God, the revelation came to Jeremiah. It came only when he went in obedience to what God had said, and he followed the instruction that was given. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." You see, the Lord God is good. God wants to make you over again. Because, beloved, God sees the imperfection in our lives, which is why he puts us back on the potter's wheel. Potter's wheel, symbolically, is letting God have his way within our lives. God wants to reshape us and remold us and remake us into his masterpiece. Child of God, don't allow yourself to get stuck in a rut, to be stuck in your past, because the past was the miry clay. It was the miry clay field. But thank God, he is making and shaping and molding us into the vessels he wants us to be by giving us the master's touch. Yes, before Christ, we was lost. We was in a fallen condition. Our nature was ungodly. But when we came to Christ, gave our life to him, then our lives changed. That's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So God sees our imperfection. Yes, we are saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, but we still have shortcomings in our lives. We still fall short of what God wants from us. We thank God for Jesus because he's the way, the truth, and the life. He made it possible to bridge the gap between God and man. He made it possible for us to get back in right standing with God. He became an ultimate sacrifice, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Believers in Christ, you will experience fiery trials and tribulations in your life in order to strengthen us spiritually. As the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. And let patience have a good work. And God will make us, mold us, shape us into the vessel that he wants us to be, so that we may be used of him. People of God, we here in 2021, we live in a society that has mastered the art of covering things up, from the White House to our house, even in the church house, in order to make ourselves feel better in our minds and in our hearts. Yes, beloved, the world and its system will give you the impression that it does not need God. But I stop by tonight to let you know we need him. We need the hand of God to be upon our life, 24/7, 7 days a week. You see, the people of the world, they try to use the pleasure of the world to fill that void in their lives while they still are going through the hurt and pain, trials and tribulations, which is nothing but cover up in their lives. So, beloved, remember this. The world itself can only give you temporary fix. The Bible says in 1 John 2, verse 15 and 16, 15 through 17, excuse me. 1 John 2, verse 15 through 17. Here the instruction by John have been given to believers in Christ. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a choice that we make each and every day of our lives, whether it be a God pleasing or to be a man pleasing. We, it's a personal decision that we must make each and every day of our lives. As believers of Christ, life is filled with ups and downs, with heartaches and headaches, and pains and suffering, with valleys and pits, because life in itself sometimes can throw us curveballs that hit us square in the face. Then we become angry. We become beside ourselves. Sometimes we even get bitter after God and others. But I stop by to let you know that we need to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil is busy, because the Bible says in John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, God wants to make you over again. Where it says in the book of Isaiah 1 verse 18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Yes, only God can help us make things right. Only God can turn things around in our favor. Beloved, it comes a time that we must rise up and go down to the potter's house. And there we will wait for the word of the Lord. Lord, make us over again. Children of God, believers of Christ, we need to ask God to put us back on the potter's wheel that turns clay, because we are the clay that is on the potter's wheel. And let God, let him know that we need a new makeover, a makeover again, so that we can love everybody, so that we can forgive one another so that we can treat everybody right. Do like the psalmist David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Give me the spirit of love, the spirit of joy, spirit of peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Thank the Lord that I am no longer a slave to sin. I am no longer a slave to hurt, bitterness, or pain. Because the Lord will make me over again. Book of Isaiah, again it says, chapter 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, thou art our God, our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter, and we all are the works. We all are the works of thy hand. To believe in Christ, our lives as we know it, even now in 2021, are in the hand of an almighty God. God is not just our creator. God is our Father. And God has a personal concern for the lives of his children. God has a plan, just as the potter has a plan for a lump of coal. God has a plan for our lives. He sees the finished product in his mind. Then the word says, Jeremiah 1, verse 4 and 5, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, I have formed thee in the belly. I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I set thee apart, and I appointed thee a prophet unto the nation. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day. God the Father, he is the potter, and he wants to put us together again. Yes, beloved, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Yes, beloved, God is not just our creator. He is our Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. And God has a personal concern for the lives of his children. Yes, beloved, God has a plan for your life, for my life, and every believer in Christ. Just as the potter has a plan, God has a plan. Potter has a plan for a lump of gold, of stuff or clay. God has a plan for his children. God has a plan for our lives. And he sees us. He sees that finished product in his mind. God knows the end from the beginning. That is why the Apostle Paul reminds us in the Word of God of what Philippians 1, verse 6 said. being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, make me over again, my God, the Father. God has Again, tonight we are talking about, amen, hallelujah, Lord, make me over again. We are the clay, and our God is the potter. He's the one that's molding us, shaping us, breaking us, and stretching us, and making us into that vessel, set apart for the master's use. That's why we are so thankful and grateful to where the Apostle Paul here again is reminding us that in Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You see, God has the power. Not only does God have a plan for us, he also has the power to do what he says. He also has the power to accomplish that plan in our lives. God is sovereign over all. Bible says in Romans chapter 9, verse 21, has not the power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? God has patience. Beloved, the potter patiently works the clay, tenderly molding its shape in such a manner. God patiently directs in our lives, seeking to fulfill his will. It takes time to make it work while product, and God is willing to wait. Yes, when we put our life in the master's hand, God is very patient. He waits while he's doing a work in our lives. When we consider, for example, people in the Bible that God worked with and brought forth his will within their lives. When we look at Father Abraham, the one that is faithful, the one that is the father of many nations. When we look at the life of Joseph, who was a dreamer, and God still promoted him. He went through trials and tribulations, but God's will for his life came to pass. When we look at David as a shepherd boy, who became the second king of the nation of Israel, David was used mightily by God, a man after God's own heart. When we look at the Apostle Paul, he was one of the apostles. He was one that God had ordained that he would bring the gospel to the Gentile nation. Paul was used mightily by God. He wrote most of the epistles in the New Testament. When we look at the disciples that followed Jesus, those that was close-knit with him, God used them in a mighty way. These are only a few. These are men who were made of clay. Remember in the book of Genesis when it talks about that God made man from the dust of the earth. And he molded man and breathed breath, his spirit, into man. You see, the clay is our composition. It is what God used to create man. Bible says in the book of Psalms 103, verse 14, for he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. Again, in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7, the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the earth. You see, clay is just clay is dust, mixed with water. And it is of no value by itself. But when God put his touch on it and makes a worthwhile product, then it becomes of great value. Child of God, the greatest quality of clay is that it yields. And as it yields in the hands of the potter, it can become something of great value. If the clay fails to yield, it becomes marred, disfigured, and flawed. Believers in Christ, when you walk in disobedience to God and to his word, it hinders the work of God in your life. See, God's plan for you as his child, it can be spoiled by your own disobedience towards him. Beloved, no greater danger can be done than that of an unyielding life of a believer of Christ. You see, people of God, there are three factors that is used in the shaping of the clay, which are the speed of the potter's wheel, the pressure applied by the hands of the potter, and the yielding of the clay. Behold, the potter controls both the pressure and the speed. The Lord wants to make us over again. Yes, our lives are like the potter's wheel, are not controlled. It's not controlled by chance or by luck, but life as we know it, as a child of God, is controlled by God. You see, it's God who arranges the circumstances of life that molds us, shape us. Believers of Christ, we may at times wonder about the circumstances of our lives. And we at times may wonder and say that God has been very unfair to us. But we are reminded, whether good or bad, everything worked together for our good. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:28, it reassures us by saying, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So people of God, our primary concern in life should be whether or not our lives are on center. You see, the center in life for a child of God is the author and finisher of our faith, who is Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, for us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Believer in Christ, God can take an unyielding and rebellious life and make it into something worthwhile and useful. I'm going to say that again. Believers in Christ, God can take an unyielding and rebellious life of an individual and make it into something worthwhile and useful. God can do it for you, for me, and everyone that is with us. He can do it now in 2021 if you would just let him do so. Remember this always, believers in Christ. God is the power, and we are the claim. God wants you, want us to be vessels fit for his use. People of God, we all want to be used by God. We all want to use, if we say we love the Lord and we're willing to be used by him, we should be willing to use our God-given resources to build God's kingdom. Remember, God created, he created us to be useful, to say that we are the clay in the hands of the potter is acknowledging the fact that God's handiwork as the master potter or creator of our physical body. It also recognizes God's authority in shaping us inwardly in order to spiritually fashion us into a vessel fit for his use, and to mold us as an image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:21, if a man therefore cleanse himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, set apart and useful for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. Lord, make me, make us over again. God wants to use the events in our lives that we encounter each day to use them as tools with which to shape and make us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. God wants to deepen our faith. He wants to develop within us the quantity, the quality of perseverance, and to make us watertight containers of his love, of his joy, of his peace, of his patience, of his kindness, of his goodness, of his faithfulness, of his gentleness, and of self-control. Yes, my brothers and sisters, God is a good God. He's a God that's willing and able to meet our each and every need. You see, God's hands, he uses them to reshape our broken dreams, our broken goals. Yes, as believers in Christ, we think that we are unusable and even unredeemable. But I'll stop by to let you know, and we put our hand in the master's hand and let the potter do his work in our lives. He wants to put you back together again. He wants to bring you forth as a genuine, true vessel of honor to be used by him, to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. Bible says that if we fall short as believers in Christ, God hath left us his word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. In the book of 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So child of God, our God can take our sins and shame from us. And then he can mold us into a vessel that will glorify him. Lord, it should be our prayer. Lord, make me over again. Child of God, let the Lord have his own way in your life. Let him know that he is the potter and that you are the clay. Let him mold you, shape you, break you, stretch you, and make you after his will, his perfect will. While you wait, while you yield, and be still. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we serve an awesome God. All power is in his hand. We are reminded here in the book of 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, where it says, "But the eyes of the Lord, the whole earth, to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." Yes, to be used by God, we first have to make sure to keep our life clean, to examine ourselves, to make sure that we're on the faith. If we have sinned, let us repent of our sin. Do it quickly. Keep your vision that God has given you. Keep it open. For the Bible said, without a vision, the people perish. You see, vision is seeing God at work in your life, in my life, in every believer in Christ's life, and in our present situation and circumstances, and moving as he say move. Bible says that them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. It is about us getting in on what God is doing in the world and being a part of it where he has placed you. Doing God's work, looking up, looking onto the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that's willing and able to help us to overcome. If your vision for God is not in alignment with what God is doing, you are off course. As simple as that. So what we need to do is get into our prayer closet and pray. Ask the Lord to help us, to bring us back in alignment with the will, with his will for our lives. Remember, we are the clay. He's the potter. Yes, we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ to the promises of God. And the promise of God is the end, amen, in Christ Jesus. So keep your heart grateful. Keep your heart grateful and always thankful, because God uses grateful people. He uses people that acknowledge the fact of how good he is. We are grateful because of his grace, his mercy and love. God has spared us to see a brand new year. He has spared us. We're on top of the ground. The ground not on top of us. Thankfulness is one of the keys to longevity in ministry and in life. Thankful people endures longer, focus on God's provision more than the problems that they may encounter. Beloved, we need to constantly remind ourselves what a privilege it is to serve Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is our set example for us to follow after. So never take for granted the things that God does in you, through you, and around you all the days of your life. It's only because of his grace, his mercy and love. Beloved, keep your purpose in God. Keep it firm. You are. Remember this. We are planned for God's purpose and pleasure. We was formed for God's family, created to become more like Jesus, who was shaped for God's service and others. And we was made to complete a mission that he has assigned us to do. These are the promises and the purposes for which God has made us, each and every one of us, to be used of him. So keep your mind on Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters of Christ, God is an awesome God. He's a God that's willing and able to meet our each and every need within our lives from this day forward, in Jesus' name. Remember what Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8 says. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter. And we all are the works of thy hand. Lord, make me over again. We just hope and pray there was something that was said tonight that will bless you, that will give you encouragement to go on a little bit further in the things of God. And maybe one of them, maybe someone need the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If that's you tonight, we would like for you to consider in 2021 to get it right with God, to come back in right standing with him. You may have been walked with him for a long time, or because of life's challenges, things got rough. You may be in a backslidden condition. God is still merciful. He's still gracious. He still sits on the throne. He sits high, but he looks low. He always makes it available to us to come back to him. And you come back to him with a sincere heart, with a repentant heart, and you let him know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. God is standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking. But only you can open up. It's a personal walk. It's a personal decision that you must make on your own. Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." After you repent of your sins, come at the foot of the cross and repent of it, humbling yourself in God's eyesight, and let him know how sorry you are. Word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, but with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Yes, God is a good God. Yes, he's an awesome God. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, Jesus let us know. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. It was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That way you are, I will be there also. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve the God that is willing and able. Even during this pandemic, God is still awesome. He's still a good God. He makes a way for us, even when we are not faithful to Him. God is still faithful to Himself and to His Word. He looks over His Word to perform it. He honors His Word above His name. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, every good and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of God, who don't change or shall not change. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. Remember, we are the clay and God is the potter. Let Him make you over again. May God bless you. May God keep you, is my prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that wonderful word. We need to be made over by the Lord. Let the Lord make you over. Invite Him in at all costs because He is in control. We thank you that you've joined us today. We ask that you share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends so that they might listen with you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, the number is 347-826-9424. Every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please join us. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear us discuss, or even if you'd like to sow a seed into our ministry, we would love to hear from you. Please write to us, Apostle Dudley Tebow or Prophetess Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We thank you for your support. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Be safe.